The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, you may or may not know it, but May is Melanoma Awareness Month, and Celine Daly-Tarpey is a nurse tutor and advanced nurse practitioner. She's with me here in Aviva. Good morning, Celine.
Good morning.
You want to focus on men?
Yes. So we know we have a big problem with skin cancer. Skin cancer is the most common form of cancer in Ireland, and those rates are set to double by 2040. Now, skin cancer is a good news story. We know the cause. We know that 9 out of every 10 skin cancers, including the more serious type of melanoma, is caused by overexposure. UV light. So we know that if we're sun smart, wearing our sunscreen, hats, staying in the shade between 11 and 2, and keeping our clothes on, that we reduce significantly our rate of skin cancer. However, according to the Irish Cancer Society, we know that Ireland still has the highest mortality rate in Europe for melanoma, with an average of 159 people dying every year in Ireland due to melanoma. And we know this is affecting men a little bit more. So the rise of melanomas has affected men more than women, with incident rates among men rising 125% higher.
Now, do we have any understanding why that might be? Because I would suspect that, two generations ago, men might have had a higher rate of skin cancers because they would be out working on the roads or working in the fields or whatever, lots of sun exposure. And who ever heard of sunscreen in those days?
Well, sunscreen is really important, but only one part. So I was nursing for many years in the hospital, and if an older gentleman took his top off, he would have what we call that farmer's tan. Older people did not take their clothes off. They weren't jetting off on holidays. They certainly weren't using sunbeds. They may not have had sunscreen, but they had that intuition to keep covered up in the sun. So they never took their clothes on.
A man with a hanky on his bald head with a knot in the four corners of it.
How clever. I remember that. And it's clever because, again, if men lose their hair, they're very exposed to UV. Again, we encourage everyone to wear a hat, especially if you've lost your hair on your head between March and September every single year, even on cloudy days.
And we have Michael Healy-Ray encouraging us all to wear a cap.
A little cap, and it's very nice on him. So Michael's behaving himself, but other men aren't. So I think women listening will know their men in their life, do they wear sunscreen? Well, they probably don't. We know for a fact they don't now. So according to the American Academy of Dermatology, they looked at sunscreen use in men, and they found that women are 3 times more likely to use sunscreen, and they are more knowledgeable about the effects of sun and causing skin cancer as well. I think the really interesting thing is, why do men not wear sunscreen? So again, a really interesting study found that 70% of men believe that women's skin is more sensitive, more prone to developing skin cancer, which is not true at all. And an older study looked and interviewed men and said, you know, why don't you use sunscreen? And the men preferred that rugged look, that John Wayne kind of look. Now, we're hoping that's going to change. Interesting enough, John Wayne developed melanoma. And again, that's from exposure. So, and set up the Cancer Society in a charity in John Wayne's name in America.
So the people who wanted to look like John Wayne are
heading for the similar diagnosis.
Reminds me of the Marlborough man who died of
lung cancer. Yeah. So again, how do we change men's attitude? Well, something that I love is habit stacking. We're all creatures of habit, Pat. We'd love to think we're spontaneous and that we're really interesting, and we're not at all. Humans are actually love habit. We get up the same time every morning. We eat the same food, we wear the same clothes, we drive the same route to work, and that keeps us right. So what we can do is, it takes about 66 days to develop a new habit. So if you invoke a new habit and you repeat it, then it just becomes muscle memory after a while. I always tell my followers, my people, to put the sunscreen beside the toothbrush. So I have a little sunscreen there you're going to put beside your toothbrush. And every single morning, we all brush our teeth every morning. It's something that we all do. So when we brush our teeth, we put our sunscreen on and we make a habit of that every day. A little nudge, a little sticker on your little mirror in the bathroom saying, wear your sunscreen. And once you do that every single day between March and September, that will be just muscle memory and you will do it every single day.
So 66 days and...
And you're good. If you remember COVID, we got into the habit of a little G&T every night. So after a while, that became something that... Some people found hard to take banana bread. We bake banana bread every day. So you can actually reverse that habit and forget the G's and T's, the banana bread, and start walking every day. And that becomes a habit.
But, if you talk to dermatologists, they'll tell you, you're out in the sunshine, you're walking, slap on the sunscreen. On a cloudy day, you say, why bother?
80% of the rays come through clouds. So even a day like today is a perfect example. You know, it was beautiful the last couple of weeks, and that's great, but plenty of sunburned flesh hanging around. But even a day like today, if we're outside all day long, with no sunscreen on, we've got fair skin, no hat, we can burn and can get sunburn.
You say use a product that's easy to apply and comfortable.
Yes.
Now, what sort of products might that be? Because some people don't want a greasy kind of...
No, and like 20 years ago, it was all greasy, gloopy, very white, sticky. achy, made you feel uncomfortable. Now, thankfully, there's a range of products in your pharmacy. So go into your local pharmacy and get their advice. They know all their product range. So you have products that are suitable for people with acne, people with sensitive skin. You have sprays. Now, one word of caution about the sprays. Men tend to like sprays because they're easy to use. You just spray on, you don't touch. And that's great. But those canisters contain a lot of gas, for example. So there's not a lot of product in there, actually. You're not getting a lot of bang for buck. Do not spray them outside. Studies have shown that when you spray sunscreen like that outside, the wind just takes a lot of it away and it's not on your skin.
Now, you want us to leverage anti-aging. What is this? This is hitting our vanity.
Yes, hopefully. Hopefully. So forget about the John Wayne state of mind. Think about, you know, your youth. So the number one anti-aging product you can apply to your skin is sunscreen. So 90% of aging is due to sun exposure. And if you use sunscreen, you're likely to reverse that. And I think younger men are more aware of their health in general, which is great. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we can just maybe nudge them towards, if you want to look younger, wear your sunscreen.
There's kind of a confusion here, though. You know, the guys are in the gym all the time trying to buff the body. And mm-hmm. you're telling them, don't take your clothes off. I mean, what's the point?
Skin tight clothes.
Above body. Yeah. No one sees it.
You can go with the skin tight clothes. And if you're looking youthful, isn't that going to be so much better? And remember that we are an aging population, but children born in 2006, they predict they're going to live till 100 years old. You need your skin for your whole life. So be good to your skin.
You want to remind us of the five S's. What are they?
So slap on your sunscreen. So that has to be broad spectrum sunscreen. That's 30 or 50. Reapply every 2 hours, no matter what it says in the packaging. Slap on your hat, and that's a wide brim hat, not your baseball hat, a wide brim one. Seeking shade, so again between 11 and 2. Think about going to Spain. Who is out in Spain at 12 midday? Not Spanish people, it's Irish and English people out having a little wine or a little beer or whatever. Slide on your sunglasses, so those sunglasses with the slide right around and protect your eyes. And again, keep those clothes on. So try not to take off all the clothes. And remember, when you're buying your summer wardrobe, something with sleeves and long trousers.
Okay. Why don't you stay at home in the dark?
But you'll be beautiful.
Now, you are doing a podcast.
Yes. So I'm a nurse tutor with the Centre for Nursing and Midwifery Education, Sligo Leitrim West Cavan, which is a bit of a mouthful. And we have a new podcast series called CNME Connects. And we have launched with a wonderful story from Paul Heffernan of survivorship and bowel cancer. And yesterday we have the gorgeous Adele Brennan, who is clinical coordinator for bone health and for falls and the new framework for falls in the Northwest. So we're going to add loads to this. You can get it anywhere you get your podcasts.
Okay, so anywhere at all.
Anywhere at all, Spotify.
And just remind us of the name of it again.
CNME Connects.
CNME Connects. You didn't make it easy.
I did not. I never do.
Celine Daly, thank you very much for joining us in Aviva Stadium today.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.